dang, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Music? What happened?
Hold on, let me lower this.
Yeah, lower the BoobTube.
It's not my YouTube, it's regular cable TV.
That's right, BoobTube.
When we used, what was it, when we watched Bebe's Kids, episode 88, apparently, since I picked the song from, it was off the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas soundtrack. And I was like, okay, like, you know, I just copy and pasted it, downloaded it, and then just uploaded it to a file. Put it on as a separate segment, just in case, you know, something went wrong with it, or a song went up being shitty quality, you know. I didn't think about it, I just, you know, clicked. I was trying to get out of the doors. Okay, and I wasn't thinking about it at the time. I was like, alright, cool. There's not gonna be any problems. This happened last week, Thursday at 7 a.m. in the morning. AKA when, you know, I was already asleep.
The original big boss.
So, when I was asleep, I received an email in the morning from, it says, content, Spotify content. And I was like, when I received that message, I was like, oh shit, that's it. Rest in peace. Where, you know, I was like, rest in peace. You know, podcast is done, that's it. Cause it said it in capital letters. It said in capital letters, yeah, Spotify content, and I was like, I woke up around like 11, you know, I had to wake up around 11 a.m. to go pee, but once I seen that message, I was like fully awake, I was like, oh, you know, I was already dreading, like, I was already like sweating already, I was like, fuck, it's gonna say that our podcast has been removed, you know, I was like, I was already thinking that we got canceled, that was it, production shut down. And then I opened this, like, hi, it pretty much said, like, oh yeah, you used a copyrighted song and the music company that's behind that song, they're pissed. I actually got two emails, one from the actual music company, or the record label, and then I got one from Spotify. The record label actually gave me a week to get rid of the song entirely. I was like, alright, cool, and I was like, I was sending them emails, I was like, alright, cool, like, you know, I was like, alright, cool. You know, I published the episode, and I found the song, and I was like, you know what, cool, luckily I did that, so I deleted the entire song from the app entirely. Cause you know how, normally I manually upload all the segments to the episodes, so that's what I did. I manually deleted it, so when I search it up now, it doesn't even pop up anymore. I even deleted that song off my phone. Cause I was like, you know what, cool, I don't want no trace back to it, you know, done, okay. And I actually sent the record label the thing, I was like, you know what, hey, I got rid of the episode, you know, I remixed it, the song that you claimed was copyrighted, I removed it entirely. And then I sent them the link to the episode, I was like, alright, cool, here you are. You know, I actually sent the link, like, here, you don't believe me, here's the link to the episode, you can listen to it.
Andrew, question.
Yes.
Why you kowtow to these fucking assholes? Why do they care about fucking a piss ad? Literally a piss ad. Why are these little, God for these tiny hats wearing, oh, oh, these few viewing channels are selling. Ooh, fuck off, you fucking little tiny ass Hollywood scum.
Okay, now here's the kicker.
Dude.
No. Okay, no, hold on. The record label, when I told them that, I told them I got rid of it, they were cool about it. They were like, you know what, all right, cool, you got rid of the song, all right, later. No, what does Spotify fucking do? Spotify gave me a week too, but guess what? By the next day, right when I was finished editing, they actually told me, like, oh yeah, this episode has been banned. I actually sent them an email, I was like, hey, like, I actually told them, like, hey, what the hell?
Dude, you done screwed up, dude. You fucking apologize to these suckers?
No, hold on. I didn't apologize to Spotify. I didn't apologize to Spotify. I apologized to the record label. I apologized to them, and they were cool about it. Spotify is the one that was being a dickhead about it. Spotify, I didn't apologize to Spotify. I was like, you know what? Like, I actually messaged them, like, you know what? Cool. How long till I fix the episode? Like, oh, we'll give you 7 days. If you don't fix it within 7 days, you know, we're going to ban the episode, or two, you're going to be deleted from the platform entirely. I was like, wow, okay. So I was like, fuck. So literally, that was my whole day on, Friday night. I wasn't even able to play video games, dude. I was too busy editing that entire fucking old ass episode. Plus editing the two new episodes I just released the other day. So literally, my entire night, I was too busy editing podcast episodes. And Spotify literally told me, like, oh yeah, you already fixed the episode? Haha, fuck you, we still banned the episode. And that shit got me pissed off, cause I was like, hey, like, I actually sent them an email. I was like, hey, like, I even sent Anchor the email, like, hey, yo, like, where's our episode? Like, oh, it's here. And like, oh yeah, your episode's already been uploaded. I'm like, yeah, but Spotify banned it. Did the record label say it was cool with it? I was like, yeah, I told them I already deleted the segment and they were cool with it. And they're like, well, we'll give you 72, if you don't respond within 72 hours, send us another email. I was like, are you fucking serious? So I'm assuming Anchor and Spotify, this probably isn't happening to just us right now.
And if this is what happens if you apologize to one, they all fucking think they got you by the balls. You fucked up, Andrew. I'm calling you right now, brother. You fucked up. You flinch and the fucking rats just attack, dude. You shouldn't stick your balls at, you know, say that to you. Fuck you. You suck my balls. What you gonna do about it? You gonna take what? A quarter of what we have? Literally a quarter that we produced in the show? Literally? Is that fucking song from a fucking dated movie that nobody likes or he talks about that important to you, you fucking, ooh, I'm gonna say the gamer word, Andrew, but I'm not.
Say the gamer word when I'm off recording.
You know?
But that's the thing, it was only for that one song at that one episode. I haven't received anything else. At all, which is, I'm like, okay, that's fucking weird. Like, it's only for this one song out of all the other songs we played. But then I was thinking in my head, like, you know what? I'm thinking, hey, this is probably not going to be the first time this is going to happen. Because they didn't put your name in there. They just put me since it's under my email.
Well, because you do, you flinch. When you flinch, these fucking parasites will latch onto you, dude. You flinch, dude. I know it sucks, but dude. Did it, you know, take the hit, you know, next time, dude, I'll fucking cave into these, fucking pencil pushers.
You know, I was gonna say, you know what I'm gonna do next time that happens? I'm actually gonna go to the artist flat out. I'm not gonna go to the record label, I'm gonna actually ask the artist and see if I can actually get permission. And now if the artist tells me to fuck off, okay. If the artist is cool with it, I'm gonna be like, you know what, cool, I'm gonna keep it in. That's what I, you know, when you said an old ass song, yeah, it is an old ass song from the 90s. That only people that played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas will probably only remember.
Yeah, dude. They all do it. But anyways, take the hit.
Yeah, we did. I was gonna say, we did, cause when I look under the episode now, Spotify's the only one who doesn't have it.
Well, so, fuck Spotify. I don't know why we even give them a fucking ounce, literally.
No, because remember, like I told you, Spotify bought out Anchor, so we don't have a choice.
Well, I hope they love the fucking bleep it out.
So if y'all listen to us on Spotify, if you're looking for the Baby's Kids episode 88, you can listen to it on Apple, Google, Breaker, Stitcher, pretty much everywhere else we're at except for Spotify. You can't listen
to it. Yeah, because fuck Spotify and fuck whatever Mackie listens to us. I hope you fucking annihilate, you fucking tranny bastard. Whoever's listening to us. You know who I'm talking about, you tranny. You little Spotify tranny. Ooh, I'm calling you tranny? What are you gonna do about it, tranny? You gonna fucking jump? Jump. Do it.
Thank God it put parental advisory on these episodes.
No, the only way I know if something happens because I would know that a fucking Spotify tranny is listening to us. You know, little fucking, you know, no one's gonna fucking like you, you fucking little rat face tranny. You're never gonna be a fucking real woman. No matter how many pills you take, no matter how many times you go to Mexico to fucking fix your giant gaper of a hole that used to be your penis, or if you're a woman, try to put that a sausage link of new skin that used to be on your thigh skin to be a penis while you're too busy shaving it, you disgusting freak.
Oh wait, so are you saying that the one person that from Spotify, so who's pretty much you're saying that the corporate stooge, that the one another person?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Yes. Well, because everybody fucking knows that Spotify sends their little stooges to listen to any podcast because God forbid anyone writes, you know, anyone that leans politically right or semi-conservative is a fucking, you know, endangered to the free world. You know, I hope you listen to this, you fucking tranny. I hope you fucking jump. I hope you fucking slit your throat, you fucking disgusting.
I know, and the reason why I was saying that's fucked up, cause like I said, we're literally
nobodies.
We're literally, you know, blue collar, you know, the quote Otis is on, the blue collar working man. That's literally what we are.
Are you fucking that scared of a bunch of fucking tiny ants? You fucking pathetic tranny. Fucking disgusting freak. I don't care if you're white, black, or whatever color you want to be for today. I hope you go to your apartment building, I hope you fucking jump. Do a 360 split when you hit the fucking sidewalk. But anyways. Andrew.
Yes.
Besides, you know, making that training a jump. Tomboys, eh?
Huh?
Well, no, because we had a little argument on history DMs about women's.
Oh, and how you and Marcus went to tacos without me?
I don't went to tacos. I was like, wait, are you sure it's not a buffet? Like,
you still went without me.
why would I go to Whittier, of all places?
So you're saying Marcus is bullshitting?
There's probably a taco joint that, you know.
But you don't remember.
I you know, literally go to the restaurant to say, hey, I remember going here. You know, that one off chance. But hey, that shit was, you know, And also, you know, and all people are like, oh, why are you guys had talking about women? And it says, hey, was it Marcus or you posted that photo of that fucking ethot?
No, that was Marcus. Okay, whenever you see an ethot, that's all Marcus. If you see a wrestler, a female wrestler, then you know that's me. Or that's you.
You know, but yeah, I'll say my claim right now. You know, all these, you know, little girls, those are not women. You know what a real woman is?
Charlotte.
No, a tall woman. Not muscular, but not fat.
Also, oh, Toni Storm.
You know, like a brick. You know, that's the term to say. You want a sturdy woman. You know why?
Why?
Because your children will be sturdy and tall and strong. None of these fucking garbage women with garbage genetic code. Not fucking, you know, fucking Instagram ethos and fucking whores. But then again, he's like, oh, what kind of women? What? Before the tattoos and piercings, Ruby Storm was, you know, right in that alley, but, you know, those stupid tattoos and piercings, you know, kind of killed the mood, you know?
Yeah, Marcus was the one who brought up the ethos. I was trying to do the Hoodville Commandments because I was actually reading the comment section for that.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was like, you know what, y'all need to stop, you know, like, especially the simping part. I was like, you know what, I'm only hurting myself if I'm simping over these girls who don't even pay attention to me nor even know of my existence. Why am I going to simp for them when that's just adding more stress
Well, yeah, at least you're not giving, what, a quarter of your fortune to some random ego on a fucking bathtub. Well, yeah, because that's a thing in Twitter, the hot tub meta, where average-looking girls on bikinis just sit on a hot tub and just break up the money. When I mean basic, I mean fucking basic. You know, fucking basic women. You know, the kind of basic, you know, they're only good at the club when, you know, out of the club, they're like fucking, used garbage. You know, the kind of girl you don't want to take from on is a shit.
And then you two went on a tirade saying how, about my judgment, about my picks of women.
Oh, yeah. Hey, my fault, Andrew.
Which one with glasses and red hair are you talking about?
Middle school.
Oh, Catherine.
Or Copper.
Oh, Catherine. Yeah.
Copper, redhead.
Catherine.
Hey, my fault. You fucking go lower to the gene pool.
Well, shit. She was the only one that fucking gave me the chance time of day.
I know to say, you know, shoot your shot, but, you know, at least aim a little bit up. Not below, you know, sea level, but at least near surface level, Andrew. Shit. Besides that. And also, I think we both, Marcus agree that he ain't no king, you know.
He simps over women, he loves Ethots, he loves goth girls.
He saw the video I sent on the group chat, right? About Velma.
Oh yeah.
That's a true king. And people are like, oh, king broke dreams. No, because a king is it's not a lifestyle, it's a fucking state of mind, like boomers. State of mind. You know? You stay loyal to that one chick, you know? You don't fucking go, oh, let me get some of that, use pussy. That's true king. That's the kind of shit that, you know, these egos want, but they ain't gonna get it. You know why?
Why?
If they're not virgin, they get no ring. You know? I will hook, you know, I'm not fucking busted. I want the new hotness. I'm like, ooh. I know people think, oh, is it possible to find a chick? It's possible. You gotta fucking work for it. If you want the best, you gotta work for that good shit, DJ. Oh, that tranny's like seeding as I speak. God damn, how dare I if I want quality women, Andrew? Am I right?
Right.
I should date the fucking swamp creatures that Andrew always dates. Besides that, I still hate the fucking, those fucking channels, the radio channels. They're like, oh, we're almost there, fuck off, get out of here.
The whole COVID thing.
Fucking radio guys are like, oh, we're all this together, we're almost there. Fuck off.
What radio guys? You mean?
All radio stations.
Really?
Yes, they're all fucking, you know, pushing like, oh, you know, we're almost there, vaccination. Get the fuck out of here, you skinny bastards. I just want to listen to my radio. I want to eat my burgers in peace. I don't want fucking nobody telling me, oh, vaccine is here. Fuck off. Leave me the fuck alone, you fucking...
I was gonna say, I never heard stations like that on the radio where they talk about, oh, you know, the vaccine and all that.
Oh, the commercial ads.
Oh. You mean the paid sponsored ads?
Yes. Where I was saying, oh, the vaccine's as diverse as California. Then fuck off. Despise the state of California. Each waking day, I pray to God a fucking earthquake sinks the west coast. Every fucking waking day. But it never happens. You know why?
Why?
Because nothing good happens here. Like, the shit is happening in you? I wish it happened here, Andrew. But no. Some people from another country get all the good stuff. You know? Besides that... Oh, you hear what's happened in India, right, Andrew?
Apparently they're getting a massive breakout in COVID?
Yep. Why other people get all the good stuff in life?
Dude, we just got over it.
No, I want that kind of, you know, when it first came out from China, I thought we're gonna get that kind of shit. You know, hearing that story that a fucking, sickles of, lure a teenage girl and, you know, struggle snugger under the veil of getting a free vaccination. I want that kind of fucking shit happening to Mercedes.
What?
Yeah, that's actually in the news. A group of sickos lure a teenage girl and struggle snuggle her under the veil of getting a free COVID shot.
What the fuck?
No, it's India. It's a fucking nasty, disgusting country. But it's supposed to be a world power this year. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. People predicted last year, 2020, it was supposed to be India's crowning achievement of being a massive world power nation. You know, like in the same, you know, caliber as, you know, the United States and Russia. But these guys haven't mastered using the toilet. It's not a joke. These guys shit in the streets. And also they swim in a fucking dirty river. Like really fucking dirty to the point that you can throw a match and it will light up the fire. That's how heavy polluted it is. You think that's bad? Look at Indians' medical anomalies or mutants. Literally, the whole country of India looks like something out of fucking X-Men when it was fucking good. You know, people with fucking big old heads, like Jimmy Neutron heads. People with no fucking eyelids. People with fucking tumor-sized tree trunks. Man.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah. Why other people get all the good stuff in life? You know, Andrew, if that shit did hit the States, you know, all those people say, oh, we're all this together, and all these commercialized on TV, radios, and movies, and newspapers, this was gonna happen, Andrew, if that thing happened here.
Lay down, Debo. Lay down.
These guys will fucking panic and will shit their pants. You know, each time I see that commercial, I just look at India like, oh, if those guys were in India, those guys would just fucking be eaten alive. You know, the fucking girls would then attack. No cap, no joke. It would happen. People would go to their matches and ransack everything. Fuck. Only the good people get the good stuff in life. So, Andrew, are you a fan of Superman? Are you a fan of Superman?
Only the Henry Cavill movie version.
Well, kiss him goodbye, baby, because you're going to get Black Superman.
Oh yeah, that's confirmed.
Confirmed, and guess what?
What?
Black Superman's gonna be default Clark Kent. Me, you know, Henry Cavill, it's Mom Cannon. Yeah, we're gonna get that black dude, I don't know. They all look the same, but some black actor's gonna be playing as black Superman, and it's gonna be set in the modern day. Yeah, it's gonna be set in the 20th century. Do you think that's bad, Andrew? Andrew, do you know Red Sonja?
Who?
Red Sonja.
Yeah, you talked about her last week.
Guess who's gonna get a movie, and also the actress, not gonna have red hair. So the character who has red hair is not gonna have red hair. Yes. And she's gonna be played by that actress who was in Ant and the Wasp, the villain. Yeah, she's gonna be, Red Sonja. You know, the movie that's pretty much, you know, the comic book is pretty much of Conan the Barbarian, but with boobies. Yeah, it's gonna be someone else that doesn't look like the character. And it doesn't have the physical aspect of what made Red Sonja Red Sonja. They're literally picking the most scrawny women to play up. Almost Amazonian looking women. Like, literally. In the same way, like, you know, they're picking the most scrawny looking guys who are playing these so-called superhero flicks. And we supposed to believe like, oh, this scrawny loser is gonna save the day. Fuck him, alright? And other news, do you know, Andrew, yesterday was the anniversary of Star Wars, right? Guess who wasn't in a movie poster? A celebrating poster? Guess what actor wasn't in it?
The Gina Carano?
No, black actor. Yep, he wasn't in a fucking, a promotional poster for the new series. It was, the chick and knockoff Vader. No fit.
Wow, what happened there?
Nobody fucking knows. I know. You know why I know? Because of China.
Oh, that's right.
And
I actually seen China posters of other movies. I've seen the China poster for Black Panther, and it actually shows him in the full costume, not his face.
Exactly. It's China. And people are saying, like, oh, why China's all racist? Dude, China's, Asian people in general are legit racist. It's not a meme. It's not a joke. It's an actual thing. And also, if you pay attention, not in local news, but other independent news sources.
Yeah.
China is doing a Africa land grab. Yes. They're really purchasing land in Africa to build buildings and all that stuff. And they're really treating, the people that the areas they control like slaves. And also doing like, you know, the typical, you come to a different country, you conquer the women. Guess how many, African kids are gonna have Asian features? Yep. That's the thing. You actually could look it up, Andrew. It's not me joking around. It's not a meme. It's not a goof. It's an actual thing. And also, let's say the Chinese government view Africa as lesser people and, and they view them as semi-retarded, so yeah. It's hilarious, Andrew. Besides, China doesn't like black people. Andrew, do you know, we're not gonna see a Captain Marvel movie? Yes, Andrew. We're not gonna see, a Brie Larson returning as Captain Marvel.
Yeah, we are.
They're phasing her out. People are asking, what do you mean they're phasing her out? They're making a new movie called The Marvels. I know people are asking, what do you mean The Marvels? Meaning, they're gonna put, that black character from Wanda, the one with the afro, and also they're gonna put the Malaysian, Miss Marvel in the show. Not a show, but a movie. So Brie Larson is not gonna have her own standalone movie.
Not helping you up. Go on. Jump on the bed.
But she'll be in the movie, but not as the main star.
One, jump.
She's gonna get second billing.
Jump on the bed.
Not even second billing, like third billing.
Come on,
D-Boy,
let's go. Jump on the bed.
And also, the reason I'm talking about Marvel now is because apparently, Marvel's gonna do their new phases, talking about the new movies they're making. And typical Disney and Marvel scumbags, they use the body of literally, Stan Lee to promote their fucking garbage.
He passed away.
They're using his likeness to promote the new movies. The new movies are gonna come out. Like The Eternals, The Marvels, where Carol Danvers, Brie Larson is gonna get third billing in her own movie. And that's not a hyperbolical. You can actually look it up. And also they have a movie, Angie, no joke. You know what the movie is gonna be called? Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, I know.
And typical, shitbags, they're gonna use the body of a dead fucking black guy to fucking drag that movie. It's like, dude, Disney, why are you dragging dead people to promote your film? Like, literally. Fucking the first movie wasn't good. How do you think people are gonna go watch this movie because of sympathy? Literally? Am I the only one taking crazy pills, Andrew? Yeah, fucking Black Panther. Ugh. A fucking overhyped garbage film that somehow won an Oscar because of black people. Wowzers. Pathetic, lame, and desperate. I don't know if you watched the Black Panther film, Andrew.
Yeah, I did.
And what you thought about it?
I thought it was good.
It was with their own opinion, I guess.
Well, like I said, anything was better than that Captain Marvel movie they fucking shoehorned in the last minute.
But giving that movie a fucking Oscar because of Walking Dead? Literally? Out of all the films in Hollywood, a superhero film about black people get Oscar because of black people. Really? Is that bar that low that literally any person in any country can get an Oscar? Well, yeah, we're in the modern times. You can just get a fucking award for just existing. So, well, at least Henry Cavill's not gonna longer be in Superman. In other disappointing news, Andrew, how much do you like that the Snyder Cut film? How much do you like that Snyder Cut film?
Pretty good, I guess.
Well, guess what, Andrew?
What?
And not fucking canon. And also, all those people are like, they will bring the Snyder Cut back. The Snyderverse. Guess what? Ain't that happening. Because Warner Brothers hates people that wanted to watch a mediocre film for several hours. Yes. And pretty much on that movie, it's not canon. So, you know, all those talks of, oh, Green Lantern's gonna be here, or Darkseid's coming back. Guess what? What's not happening? Yes, we're not gonna see Green Lantern, because apparently, there's a cut where, they're supposed to add Green Lantern. Really? But anyways, yeah, Green Lantern was supposed to be there. And someone, you know, tweeted that photo, like, oh, we're gonna get that. And also, Mr. Snyder, you know, the hack that he is, he said, like, oh, they didn't want me there anyways. You know, people are, you know, piecing this together and saying that, Warner Bros. Did not want, Snyder to direct any film for them. Any superhero film, my ad. And the way they're acting about it, they despise the whole Snyder situation. I know, most people are saying, but man, Snyder could made a Warner Bros. Money. This is where you come in and say, oh, they did, dude, because I watched it.
Well, like I said, when they just tossed it on HBO Max, they didn't really put it out there in the theater.
That's why I'm saying, the fucking Snyder had to promote his own fucking extended cut. Because Warner Bros., the guts of you, they hate you even asking them to fix a fucking movie franchise. They hate it. You know why?
Because we're right and you're wrong.
No, because they view you as consumers, little piggies that should eat what they are given. That's what you are to them, Andrew. A little piggy. You're supposed to eat the shit that's given to you. And you should be happy because of that shit. But that's not hypothetical. That's what they view you. And they hated the idea that they got a money for people buying, you know, fucking the app. They hate the idea. They hate them getting money from piggies.
Wait, what?
You know, people bought, you know, the app for HBO Max to watch Snyder Cut, right? And people are saying that the movie was, the Snyder Cut was such a success, it bogged down HBO Max servers, because people were watching it in mass, right? But those Warner Brothers Studios and the people that own fucking HBO, they hate your guts. They don't want your money. They only want your complacentness. That's what studios want you to be. They want you to be happy, whatever shit they... And the only reason HBO caved in is not because of the fans. It's not because of Snyder. You know why they caved in?
Why they caved in?
Because AT&T, Andrew. Yeah, because AT&T is struggling with fucking money. Because they fucking bought Warner Bros. And DC. And they're losing more money than they're gaining. So they want something to make the deal worth it. Because you remember the merger?
Yeah, the merger.
And AT is losing money because Warner Bros. And DC is not worth a fucking dime. Everything they try to produce is in the fucking red. So AT decided, you know, let's put the Snyder Cut. Because, you know, we own HBO. We own fucking DC. We own Warner Bros. So, you know, we need something. We need something to make sure this wasn't a fucking waste of money. And that's why if you pay attention, like you see AT&T vans and trucks, yeah. You see like they have a little sticker of, you know, the cartoon Justice League, like somewhere in the trucks. They're like, oh, we're heroes.
Really? I never seen AT. So luckily for me, I don't have AT&T. I have Metro BC Bisa, which is owned by, I guess, T-Mobile and Sprint. But apparently T-Mobile and Sprint did a merger. So, and then I guess I get that 5G experience, even though I didn't really ask for it.
Yeah.
I didn't. They were like, oh, we're increasing our towers to 5G, especially if you have an iPhone. I'm like, this, I don't remember asking.
Are you paying extra for the 5G or is it, included?
I think it comes included because, I pay $66 for my phone and that's including the bill's 60, but it's $6 for the insurance. So, and I think every year and a half I can upgrade. I think I can upgrade my phone. But the thing is, if I wait longer to upgrade, I'll get a bigger discount. That's why I haven't upgraded my phone, because my phone still works. This phone I have is pretty good, but I just don't like that it only has one speaker. You know, that, oh yeah, everything comes out of one speaker. I didn't like, you know, that's, I'm not kind of a fan for.
Yeah. And since we're talking about AT&T being desperate for money, and also in their purchase, they also bought Cartoon Network, and also TNT, that's online. And guess what? In recent Cartoon Network decided to make cartoons for kids. No longer trying to hit the the tween demographic, or the tween demo, Animals Jurassic. What do you mean the tween demo? The people that watch fucking, Steven Universe, the other fucking, you know, CalArts films, shows.
Ah, damn it, I landed in the sand.
So they decided to decide, oh, let's make cartoons for kids.
Let's actually go back to our roots.
Oh, no, no, it's not because of that. You know why? Because the shit they were pushing, you know, the Steven Universe, the Craigs and the Kriegs, all that shit, it's not drawing no dimes.
No dimes.
Because they want to have that merch sale, baby.
Well, I will say this. I think, I'm actually going to say this. I think once Adventure Time and Regular Show, I think once they ended themselves, Cartoon Network was like, well, shit, you know, what else can we sell? Because Adventure Time went out on its own. Like, the creators actually said, like, you know what? We're giving you this last season. Fuck you.
Because the thing is, Adventure Time was supposed to be an Adult Swim cartoon, but it got put into the, you know, the main line cartoon lineup.
Yeah, and
Adventure Time was supposed to be a regular kids show, but they decided to add the fucking garbage that it became the later on season of the shippings and the gays and the trannies.
Regular shows are funny. I actually like Regular Show more.
Because in Regular Show, they didn't fucking add the trannies and the gays. And it's still with a, you know, basic, you know, formula, because they decided not to fuck
it's base fuck formula. That
up. Not base formula, but their, you know, their formula they stick with. And also, Regular Show, as much as people like it, it didn't got any merch sale. People were not buying the merchandises.
Yeah, for Adventure Time, not really, because, the only merchandise we had was those Jake backpacks, that was it, and those Finn hats. That was the only thing people were buying, and those BMO lunch pails.
Because it was first, you know, catering for kids, and so they decided to add the shipping, the gays, making everyone gay, or tranny, or bi, or not binary, some fucking garbage. And that's why you get shows like fucking CBRs that cater to the fucking freaks on the internet. The freaks that want every character to be gay. Every character, you know, a handicapped, transgender, cross-dimensional potato. And it decided to not to accept any more pictures with that kind of art style. And all, you know, these Tumblr freaks are having a freak out like, oh, they're being ignorant. They're not allowing us. New ideas flourish. They want to go back to, you know, the old white cis style of cartoon. And people are thinking, oh, you're joking. You're being hyperbolic. No, this is how these freaks look up fucking Twitter right now. If you can handle the fucking cringe cancer.
Say, who still has a Tumblr?
Those fucking freaks.
The reason why I had a Tumblr was for the shit posting. That was it. That's why I discovered some of these shit post memes that, you know, that I shared in the one when you first started Instagram, aka the good quality, the good content. But then once they we start censoring that stuff, that's why I was like, nope, I'm done.
You know, those the fucking freaks that want every character to be gay or black or be a woman and gay.
Woman.
You know, it's not a meme. It's not a joke. This is what these freaks want.
I'm gonna get a double bogey.
And people ask me like, oh, you know, what are they gonna do? Like, you know, is there any coming back? No, there's no coming back. People ask you, what do you mean coming back? You know, during the cartoons that people loved back in the day. You know, during the cartoon renaissance or revival. Who's your pick?
90s renaissance. I call it the 90s renaissance.
And that ain't gonna fucking happen.
Nope.
Is it gonna happen? Not in our lifetime. It'll probably take a few years or a decade. Newer ideas to flourish. When I mean new ideas, no longer relying on fucking, you know, established media, no more our remakes or reimagining our fucking Thundercats or Justice League. Stuff that is already established. None of that. Yeah, literally none of that. For it to happen, you need to have actual animators and creators be willing to go outside the box, go outside the established.
Right.
Make shows that, you know, it's not gonna cater to children or young adults. It cater, you know, people that will like your product. Make a good product for the sake of making a good product. You know, a show that, you know, both kids and adults will like. That's not some shows became successes because, you know, they didn't, you know, cater to one side or the other. It gave people options, a lot of good options. And I think the only way to do that, a change is, you know, bring back the action shows. You know, and even back in the day, there was a lot of action shows. You know, each cartoon had their action block. Fucking hell, Boomerang had a fucking action block. You remember that? Not anymore. It's full of fucking Apple and Orange. Shows trying to mimic a regular show with a, you know, cerebral, not cerebral, like fucking, you know, the same kind of humor that regular show was famous for. Missing the fucking mark. Every show that each creator and voice actor is a fucking musician and singer. Yeah, you know. Hey, create your own fucking show. It's not that hard to create a fucking cartoon. I don't know why people make it so hard for themselves. And if only us, you know, me, you, and fucking Marcus could fucking pitch a cartoon show, how the fuck are these fucking dweebs and, you know, cartoon actors and fucking Disney and fucking Nickelodeon can't fucking get a fucking fresh idea? And these fuckers get paid millions to just come out of the fucking room and think for ideas for shows.
Besides
that. So, Andrew.
Yes.
Are you ready for Mr. Jenner, Mr. Buckaroo, to, well, he is officially running, but he actually unleashed his cooked ad campaign this week, actually. So, Andrew, what is his chances of winning?
Slim to none if he has, like you said, if he has Arnold, if he has an Arnold sponsor. Hold on, I gotta run away. Yeah, like you said, if he has a Arnold Schwarzenegger sponsorship from him, then like you said, you already know he's not gonna win. I say there's maybe 80-20.
Dude, what do you mean 80-20?
Well, yeah, like you said, since if you don't know about California history, you know Arnold Schwarzenegger low-key fucked up the Jerry Brown tried to fix it, but by the time he realized that was gonna take a lot of work, he was already gone. Like, oh,
Jerry Brown fucked that even worse. Then we have what's his name? Captain Potato. And the thing about Jenner is that he hasn't done anything that makes him stand out of the crowd. I know people who like were, you know, by now watch his political ad. His ad is pretty much the generic, you know, I like this, I don't like that kind of political ad. You know, the literally, you know, the general value kind of political ad. Nothing that makes him stand out or makes him special or the stuff that he believes that he's going to make the state of California great again. And he has none of that. The only thing that he's running with is that he wears a wig and he doesn't think trannies should play boy sports or girl sports.
Well, keep on going.
Yeah. You know, people ask him like, oh, if you were working for Mr. Jenner, what you would say to him? I would say, you need to go out and say what your political beliefs. What are you going to bring to the table for the state of California? Why should, you know, the average Joe should vote for you? Not people who, you know, who vote a certain way. You need to get the people that live in the state and have their own issues and pitch the idea of why voting for you will make the state of California great again. What are you gonna do with what's your say on the immigration issue in California? The homeless crisis. Not the homeless crisis, but the homeless disaster. All the California governors failed at. What you gonna do with the fucking, the liberalization of public school system? How the school system fucking sucks balls. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with the state of California is losing more, businesses than any state per capita in the union? What are you going to bring to the table? Saying that you don't like, you know, the lockdowns, okay? What you going to do? Are you going to write a California Constitution to prevent the governor to have unlimited power when it comes to situations like that? What are you going to do? Yeah, what is your game plan, Mr. Jenner? The only thing you're running is that you're a former Olympian, a reality TV star, and you decided to come out as a woman. Yeah, you need to, you know, you gotta call your shot. You know, say, hey, this is what I view on illegal immigration and say you're speaking and say, this is how, if I was going to vote in as the governor of California, this is how we're going to handle the immigration situation or how we will handle the homeless crisis or disaster. Choose your poison. Or how we fix our schools and fucking defang the teacher unions or defang all unions from having a unlimited power or what you're going to do, you know, the current crisis that we have that people are losing. We have police officers quitting en masse to the point that we have massive crime waves in different parts of the state. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm, that's the only thing I can say to Jenner is like, hey, call your shot. Make yourself stand out off the crowd because, you know, the midterm elections coming around the corner. We're in fucking May. A few more months become a fucking, 2022. The midterm elections. Call your shot. Stand out. That's the only thing I can say. The rest is up to you. And how much do you want it to win? So Andrew. Why are you somewhere in the restroom? In a few more days, in a few more days, I'm gonna get out the new Resident Evil video game. Yes, folks, this is the one time I will be, not going into, spoilers or going looking at other people with, videos about Resident Evil and reviews about Resident Evil. I'm going completely dry. And also, I'm gonna play the game, and after I finish playing the video game, I'll do my review this show and say officially that the Vampire Mummy Milkers is superior than every milkers in the world. And say like, oh, could I unlock the secret ending that could romance her? Who knows? Or how many bullets does it take for me to pop one of those giant milky? And also, I don't know how long it's the video game, so it could be, if I play that again and nothing else, probably taking, several hours or a week, several days. When I finish the game, I'll give my official review to the show. To give how many pog champs you should have rocked around the athlete's vampire league.
Alright, here we go.
Ready for wrestling, Andrew?
Gimme. SmackDown, what happened?
They're only hyping out the Daniel Bryan match.
Yeah, that's main event, isn't it?
That's the only thing they were talking about. Yes. The only thing they were talking about was the Daniel Bryan match and how hyped the match was going to be.
Okay, so how was the match?
It was okay. It was a good SmackDown show.
Did you hear the rumor that happened after the match?
What rumor was that?
That apparently his contract expired literally right after his match. And apparently he did not renew it. And yes, people were like, oh my god, AEW confirmed.
No, most likely he's gonna be working the backstage.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
If you were asking, oh, if the only man in WWE can open the forbidden door, it'll be Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan, as much people love Daniel Bryan, he's already past his prime. I know it sounds terrible, but yeah, we got another, disqualification match by a giant African guy. Aster Black had another trailer. Yeah, he still has a job. I'm surprised. Am I right, guys? And it looks like Aster Black. It sounds like society, gamers, bottom techs, wearing Joker makeup. And also we have another fourth time in a row tag team match between Natalya and Tamina versus Nia Jax and Sonya Blazer. Yeah, so we have the 12th time that the three problems fought the Dirty Dogs.
So you didn't let me smack that was bad.
The only saving grace was the Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns match. It was a typical okay show from SmackDown. And also they were hyping up this Friday is retro day. So they're gonna change the ring for a 90s setup. And they're gonna have the referees wear the blue t-shirts. And pretty much during the Rocky 3 with Cesaro. You know what I'm talking about, Andrew. They're making Roman Reigns as Drago and gonna have Cesaro go,
that's Rocky 4. Rocky 3, that's where Mr. T.
Rocky 2 was the rematch.
Everybody keeps on forgetting that. Oh yeah, Rocky. And then Rocky 2, yeah, Rocky 2 was the legit rematch for a legit rematch. Number three was with Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. And then number four was the Russian. And then number five was the Rocky. Rocky six, I don't know which one that one was. I never seen
Rocky six was just Rocky. And then after that, it was Apollo. And after the Daniel Bryan and D-Bry show was okay. And also, the Fred Van and Dar, Andrew, Don Moxley, Chris Dickerson, versus the Blue Justice and Rey Mysterio. The Forbidden Door New Japan Wowzers for All Elite for NGP Strong or New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. After that, Andrew, guess who will surface to talk on TV? It's Ooh. Mr. Flair, Avian CN or Flair, challenge opening an open challenge to Mr. No Draw Omega for the AAA World Champion Triple Mania, or what everyone in professional wrestling call Triple Bocce. So Andrew, who's gonna job, Mr. Flair or No Dynamite Omega?
Well, friggin' really shitty promo I seen on AEW with Kenny Omega and Orange Cassidy. Hopefully it's Omega.
No Draws Omega. Wowzers. Andrew, the first time ever, you're saying that Omega's gonna take the W.
No, I'm not. I'm saying he's gonna do the job. I want Andrade to win. Fuck Kenny Omega. And fuck the Young Bucks, too. Actually, I followed their asses. They're being annoying-ass fools. Oh, new bio change. Like, every fucking week, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
But the Tuxies, fuck off.
That's why I don't follow both Young Bucks. I don't even follow Kenny Omega anymore. Like, then three could fuck off. Cody, I don't follow this. That's a long time ago.
But anyways, Raw was uneventful. Nothing happened. And it's only fucking a week to fucking Backlash WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. But guess who returned, Andrew?
Who?
Eva Marie from Return to WWE, baby.
Ooh, and these.
And she's rocking that pink hair. And we know that Eva Marie's not gonna wrestle.
Clearly.
She's gonna be a manager. And what you said, people were salty or tilted.
Because they're saying that they think that the reason why they let go Samoa Joe, Mickey James, and several others is so they can afford Eva Marie. That's why. And, you know, the reason why they let these superstars go because they make room for Eva Marie. Not necessarily. That's what y'all said last time we had spring cleaning. Oh, then we did it to afford Brock Lesnar when really Brock was still under contract.
And people are asking, why are you not talking about Raw? Because there's nothing to talk to Raw. And pretty much the only saving grace was literally Eva Marie. Yes, Andrew. Eva Marie was the saving grace for Raw. I know most people are asking. Impossible.
Oh, and also in New Japan News, El Fantasmo is gonna debut on Impact Wrestling. Technically today on Thursday. And also from Duntaku. Yeah, Duntaku. Pretty much the Duntaku pay-per-view. On Bullet Club Day, of all days, Jay White, first ever quadruple crown champion.
Grand champion.
Yeah, quadruple grand champion. IWGP heavyweight champion, intercontinental champion, U.S. champion, and now the never openweight championship. Jay White actually cut a promo saying he is the legit belt collector. And if that anyone wants to prove him wrong, they know where to find him. AKA, he's taking shots at Kenny saying, fuck you, you're not the real belt collector. AKA, or two, you're copying my gimmick.
I want to say, Kenny, you were never a draw, and the only reason you got popular because of
Tama Tonga.
Not Tama Tonga, Mr.
AJ.
Not AJ, come on.
Finn Balor.
We know his name.
Top guy.
Not top guy.
Then who?
Mr. Five Star Everything.
Oh, Omega? Okada?
Okada and...
Jericho?
Meltzer.
Oh, fuck Meltzer.
It was an easy fucking, a slam dunk, and you fucking fumble it.
Well, fuck Meltzer.
Fuck
Alvarez, too. That was annoying as fuck. I love to troll him on purpose.
And that's the fucking thing, if you're gonna fucking shoot loud and proud, don't fucking, say, hey, Kenny Omega, you're a fucking no draw. The only reason you're popular is because of Okada and Meltzer. Fucking call it out. What happens if they have wrestlers had fucking balls? They're too busy playing video games.
Too busy playing video games.
And crying on Twitter about politics. Oh,
and then also, the Dangerous Techers, representing Suzuki Gun, won, defeated my boys, G.O.D., for the IWGP World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions.
So,
let's see what else. I'm missing something else, I know it. Where'd it go? Yeah, that was pretty much it. And then the feud, yeah, Dangerous Techers won. Let's see. David Funley, the son of Funley, he actually challenged Jay White for the Never Open Weight Championship, so he's the next contender.
He wear a leather jacket and a fan and denim jeans and pants.
Leather jacket.
He's not a real Funley.
Yeah, Tai Chi versus Tamatanga, Iron Finger from Hell ladder match. Tai Chi retains, so pretty much he was able to get his iron claw back.
It's a fucking iron.
The claw thing I showed you.
From that is fucking the adopted dad had.
Yes, that his mentor had.
Just say adopted dad.
Not adopted dad.
Why so fucking hard?
He's not adopted dad, damn it.
Or stepfather, father figure. God damn it, wrestlers.
Los Ingobernables versus Los Ingobernables de Japón versus United Empire. Sonata defeated Henry when he countered the Streets of Rage. Pinnacle O'Connor roll into the bridge. Osprey and Tagi, both tees hitting their finisher on each other ahead of the title match that happened on Tuesday. Which I, by the way, spoilers, Osprey retained, of course, after beating the living piss out of Tagi at the last 10 minutes of the match. Yeah, Chaos vs. Suzuki Gun, Yo pin Kanemaru with the direct dive. Following a facebuster after the match, Yo and Espero had a brief altercation ahead of the junior title match. Next day. Let's see. Oh, that match didn't wind up happening because one of the wrestlers, and not disclosing who, had a high fever temperature. Okay, we're not risking it. This is Suzuki vs. Bullet Club and going back to United Empire again. King of Darkness and Dean Togo, Blindfoot of Togo. Yeah, pretty much, aka, they're building up United Empire to be the next. That's what New Japan is pretty much doing. And then this Forbidden Door, you know.
Bullshit!
It's not, I know. This.
Well, Danny Bryan has been saying that, WWE wrestlers should not just be focused on WWE. We should, Brad chat and learn more about, different styles of wrestling across the world.
Oh, and did you hear another rumor too that apparently WWE might open the door for MLW.
No, MLW is going to be the D show. So pretty much all the jobbers in NXT are going to have TV time, Peacock, that nobody fucking watches.
Well, at least they'll be able to do Samoan versus Samoan, so that's a good. Yeah, I forgot his first name, but Fatu? Yeah, he's one of Samoan clan, and he's also the MLW World Heavyweight Champion, so yeah, we can have the dream match. Who is the better Samoan? Who is actually legit head of the table?
That's what this garbage. Wrestling on Monday.
Tuesday.
And Tuesday. And let's go talk about NXT.
I just said Tuesday, and you were like...
I was doing a thing, and so that episode was a hot... semi-street fight between Isaiah Swerve Scott and Leo Ross.
With Swerve Scott literally throwing a toolbox potato style and almost killing Ruff in the head. To the point where Ruff Soldo was like, what the fuck? The match was pretty good. I liked it.
It was okay, but it did another thing.
What?
Another shenanigan. Mr. Swerve had assistants, some fat dude, I don't know who, I don't care. Decided to do a simple wrestling move.
Pretty much an attitude adjustment.
Attitude adjustment off to the other side of the barricade, dragging his ass in. 1, 2, 3, sweet W. I guess Elias Swerve's gonna have his own crew. I guess they're taking the Velveteen, they're removing I think they were supposed to give Velveteen and have.
Yeah, and I think they're giving this Swerve Scott instead. Which is weird, cause Velveteen is like, he just went poof. People are like, what do you mean he went poof? Like, yeah, he just, like, disappeared off the the face of the earth.
Yep.
His Twitter, his Instagram, all gone. Nobody has seen him. Literally, I even put away my Velveteen Dream t-shirt, because I'm like, where the fuck is this? And you know, we both like him, but we haven't seen him on TV in fucking...
years.
Year? It's already been a year?
Yes.
He's been on TV for a year?
2 years, technically.
People still want, and people were like, oh, you let go Samoa Joe, but you're going to keep Velveteen Dream? And I was like, bro, this is like I want to tell these people, like, bro, he hasn't been on TV in, like, couple years, so why are y'all still tripping?
Hey, him not having a job doesn't make him guilty, you fuck. The system of law is slow and agonizing, surprisingly. If he's guilty, he's guilty. I'll be the first one to say strung him up in a tree. If he's not, well, he's not. What do you want me to fucking... You know, the people ask me, what might he, Velveteen Dream was supposed to have? Since he was pretty much an homage to Prince...
Yeah, he was gonna have his own version of the revolution.
Yes, and Isaiah Swerve's gonna have his own version of the revolution. After that match, we have local jobber Fierce Cameron Grimes, because he's heading to the moon.
No more Kiss My Grits.
The glorified squash man ended in a half a day, because it was part of an exhibition match. It was literally a 7-minute match. Cameron Grimes, you know, still rich. He's going to the moon. Gives a Dogecoin. Dogecoin going to the moon. After that, Andrew, what do you think about Timothy Thatcher and Tabasco Sauce victory over the Grizzled Young Jizz?
Grizzled Young Jizz? That match was pretty cool. I'm surprised they're working as a unit now.
And also Tabasco Sauce was dressed as Vegeta.
Which is weird. Also, which is weird, because he could have been Nappa.
Yes, Timothy, they want to fucking commit it.
Oh, no, maybe Timothy's like, the fuck is this? It's an anime. What the fuck is that?
I don't want your comic bullshit.
I want your comic book bullshit.
The comic is bullshit. That. It's Japanese. It's Chinese. But anyways, I guess the new thing is that they're gonna show Timothy's teeth, because, you know, he's toothless Timmy. I guess that would be a shame. It was a pretty, you know, solid, you know, typical wrestling. Timothy Tash and Tabasco Sauce got the W because of Wade Brand Shoe. Took a shoe inbound, Andrew. Beep! It hit one of the young Jizz head and get them the victory.
Yeah, because they have this weird thing in Britain where they take out their shoes and they throw them in there. I don't know what that's about.
I guess it's supposed to be like a runaway way to have a foreign object bought, saying, you know, like, oh, it's a steel chair or like
No, but like literally they throw their shoes at them and they say some weird ass chant. I don't know what it is. I even watched it in NXT UK and I was like, I don't understand. Explain.
Because the British are weird. I don't watch NXT England. They all have terrible teeth, and they kiss the ground at the Queen's after that sick tag team match. And pretty much something that is Tabasco Sauce and Toothless Timmy are gonna get the W in title gold. Who knows, Andrew? Right?
Who knows?
After that, we have Karen Cross dressed as a Russian mob boss and his hooker wife. And we know, we're just fucking saying, guys. He looks like a fool. I wish they kept the whole gimmick that he's Russian or Eastern European. This is what Rusev failed to pull off. And Karrion Kross is doing it well.
He's doing it well.
And, you know, Karrion Kross, you know, saying like, all these, you know, locker dweebs, fucking soft boys, they don't want to fucking challenge me for the title gold. But guess who asked them to call Bebe? Cool guy, Adam Cole. Not a cool guy, never mind. I was getting hopes up. It's Cool Guy O'Reilly, Andrew.
There you go.
Cool Guy O'Reilly answered the call, saying that it's the dream match, baby. After that, we got Pete Dunne trying to do, it's marching for a gold opportunity. And also, there's Finn Balor calling for his rematch clause. And also, Andrew, Karrion Kross gave, guess who gave a title opportunity, Andrew. Our boy, our prince, our king. No.
Pete
Theory.
What?
He gave Austin Theory a title opportunity.
Oh my god, you know that's gonna be a squash match, right?
Exactly. He's gonna fucking send him to the nearby morgue. Because guess who did the mortal sin and touched his hooker wife?
Oh yeah, I forgot he did. He touched her nails. He was like, whoa, those things are big. And I was like, bro, don't do it. Don't do it. I like your nails. He's like, those are big ass nails. I was like, damn. NXT getting away with a bunch of shit, aren't they? Exactly. You know, if they would have done that shit on Raw, you know, these parents, oh my god, dude, sexual
innuendo.
Not
the parents, fucking the actual wrestlers. Like, ooh, fuck off, you whore. After, you know, all these guys, you know, beat Gunn, cool guy rally, if anybody were having a schmoz, Austin Theory, and Johnny Wrestling did a Pearl Harbor attack on Karrion Kross. Billy and Karrion Kross has this unstoppable killing machine. Almost like a Terminator. Do you know when Terminator was good, Andrew?
Yep.
Only, one and two. Nothing else existed. After that, Surrey gets another victory over some no-name talent. I guess he's gonna have a streak now, Andrew. He's gonna have a streak. After that, we got a Imperium breakup. Aleister Black is walking away from the VSLA. Walter?
I don't know, maybe they're teasing it? Who knows?
There's nothing good with Walter. I guess pretty much Walter's doing a team rally and Alexander Wolf walked away. And also we got another hype promo for Diamond Mine.
Which is supposed to be Tessa Blanchard, right?
Nope, it was being confirmed. Don't tell you about it.
Okay, don't tell me she's going to AEW.
No, it's probably some dude. I don't know. Yeah. It's some UFC guy they hired. Who knows? Womp womp. After that, LA Knight gets a win over Jake Atlas. Womp womp. And also, we got a special delivery. Dexter Lumis was about to give his flowers to his lady, but his lady's mother said no, because you're the weird kid.
and me screaming at TV, no! I was already screaming at TV. I was fucking...
Pretty much getting hyped up for their Extreme Rules title match. That's the main event. And also, Kushina's gonna give a title opportunity to Santos of the Santo Cartel. Yes. It's gonna be a 2 out of 3 match for the Cruiserweight title belt. Whoop whoop. After that, we got I guess they're actually gonna give Mercedes a title opportunity against, No Tits on Gonzalez. Yes, they're actually gonna give Mercedes a title opportunity. And the question is, Andrew, what side are these girls on? What side are these girls on? Are their heels? Are their faces? I don't know! Yeah, it sucks for Mercedes. She has some tits. little mosquito bites.
Dude, you're an asshole.
Hey, get a baby in your belly, you probably get a B cup. Or, if you're really lucky, a C cup. After that, Kevin Grimes went to the club. Stand up over the bottom of the show. And all that jazz. To celebrate his victory. But he couldn't get into the club, Andrew. You know why? Ted DiBiase bought the club! Yeah, Ted DiBiase is going to the club. And Kevin Grimes said, ooh, Ted DiBiase! Ah! He was spazzing outside of the club. After that, like, funny segment with Kevin Grimes and Ted DiBiase, I don't know what the hell they're gonna do or what's gonna lead up to. My hopes are high. They've made a promotion before the main event of the card. We have the Cruiserweight Championship, a 2 out of 3 match, Kushida and Santos Cartel. I'll call them the Cartel because they're Mexicans. Ha 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 ha. And also, Mercedes gonna get a title opportunity this next Wednesday, baby. And I back Mercedes. You know why? Because she has boobies in the booty.
Wait, what?
And she kinda, I back Mercedes because she's the only one with tits and kinda looks like a woman.
Mercedes?
Yes. I gave her the win.
Martinez? They said she has
No, that's Gonzalez.
Oh.
Raquel. Raquel's the mosquito bites.
Apparently Braun Strowman likes her.
And also that, Karrion Kross and Austin Theory, where Austin Theory will die.
Yep, pretty much.
After that, we have a Hardcore Rules tag team match. And people ask me, why did Shotzi Blackheart and Miss Wild Girl didn't came into the tank? Well, Johnny Mundo's wife, Zala, a little doggy, took a massive dump in the... I was surprised. And you know why I was surprised? I thought it was like a subtle reference to Shotzi's infamous Instagram post.
Oh, yeah, the one that you told me that she tried to sell her poop on eBay?
Photo of her poopy. Hey, let's be sure that Shotzi Black is a garbage tier wrestler. When I mean garbage tier wrestler, that means she wrestles like she belongs in ECW. Because if you watch the, you know, when she used to be, what's the other, the pre, pre,
Global Force, right? Or Global something, right? The other wrestling promotion that WWE owns.
Progress?
Yeah, Progress. And if you never see a wrestling, other chick that looks extremely hot, but they never use her. She's kind of, you know, redhead, nice face, kind of stacked.
Evelise?
I
don't know.
She's some white girl. She looks attractive, but she has that, you know, she's just that chick that was celebrating with Damian Priest and...
Taylor Hendricks?
I think so.
I don't know, I don't think Taylor Hendricks wrestling anymore.
Yeah. And pretty much it was showing, these girls were throwing hardcore rules. And guess, we got a title change, baby! And also, it was the first time ever, NXT's gonna play hot potato with the NXT Cruiser, the women's tag team belt, baby! People are asking, hot potato, what do you mean? Kay and Gonzalez had the title for one day, Saucy Blackheart and Ember Moon had the title for how many weeks? Couple weeks? But how long would, Mommy, Lee Ray and Heartbroken, Hartwell will carry the title for?
I guess they're doing the Raw and SmackDown, which was
already... What, hot potatoes?
Yeah, we're gonna hot potato the women's tag team belt until we get it to some team that's gonna be unstoppable.
And what you think about NXT, Andrew? I kind of like Timothy Thatcher and Tabasco's match.
Yes.
The kind of match I like. And also, I love, you know, Kevin Ryan and Dogecoin. And also, I guess they're trying to make Miss Mundo's character. I guess she's not wrestling. She's not confirmed wrestling, but she's there.
She's not wrestling yet. I think they're trying to, like, float her around, and let's see what feud she gets. Like, which one
sticks. I guess she was supposed to have a feud with Gonzalez, but that ain't happening.
That's not gonna happen right away. You know what? Who knows? Maybe she might interfere in the match. She might have a feud with Mercedes Martinez.
I'm gonna take a look.
You never know, dude. WWE, they could change it.
And now, we're at All Elite.
And I actually did watch this episode for the Blood and Guts. That was the only reason why I watched it this week.
Four matches, baby!
Huh?
Literally, there was only four or five matches.
And I will say this, Cody's match put my ass to sleep. I'm being dead ass serious with you, my guy.
Hey.
Dead ass serious. Like, as soon as I seen Cody's entrance, I slept. And then, like, 20 minutes later when I just woke up and I see Scorpio Sky, I guess he turned heel? When the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, because he decided to become Joker, baby. Or the Riddler.
So he just left FCU like that? Why did he leave FCU?
Because he thought he was not being appreciated and also black people. But anyways, Kenny Omega and Nakazawa was fighting Eddie Kingston and John Moxley. Where John Moxley and Eddie Kingston, or good guy Eddie Kingston, got the victory after beating the living shit of MT Nakazawa, and also after they got jumped by the bootleg Bullet Club. And also, after that, they're hyped up the double or nothing. We got a title opportunity for Dr. Baker. I guess the curious sheet that I found the title about. And also the, you know, Cody gets a victory over QT Marshall. And again, I guess Cody got a cut in his eye. He bled. I don't know why Cody always bleeds.
Yeah, I guess so. I will say the episode was pretty damn bloody, I'll give you that.
And also, after the match was over, Anthony Ogo decides to beat the leadership of Cody Rhodes and drape them with the Union Jack flag. Cause fuck you, I'm gonna be the English snob. After that, Scorpio Sky decided to throw fucking, Darby to the stairs. Fucking jackass style. Hey, I'm Darby, and I'm Scorpio Sky. And this is, Flying Stairs.
I know, I did see that. I was like, what the fuck?
This whole episode should be just called Jackass. Jackass, the wrestling match. And the other guy's like, shit, we just threw a guy off the stairs. It's pretty high here, you know? After that, local talent fears the next women's champion, Dr. After that, we have a final four-way tag team match with all the elite wrestlers fought for a title opportunity. And guess who got that opportunity, baby?
Who?
SCU! They win the tag team elimination match, ending the social shot against the Young Cucks.
The Young Cucks. Oh, I know, I did see that rap. I was like,
eh. And also, Andrew, the Forbidden Door, Andrew. That John Moxley's gonna defend his U.S. title belt against Blue Justice. And I guess John Moxley has a nickname in all, in NXT, in New Japan?
Death Rider?
Death Rider! It would have been cool if he was in costume, but no, too cool for that, I guess. You know, if I'm cool, I'll be in costume. You know why? Because I give a damn about the sport. I give a damn about the business. I give a damn to my fans. I always give 180% to my fans and the business. That's the bottom line. That's how passionate I am about the sport, Andrew. And also, No Draw Omega came in and showed off his title belts. Apparently, Pac and Omega will go ahead for an eliminator match, and the winner will go for a go to Double or Nothing and challenge Omega for the title belt. Whoop whoop! And also, Kenny Omega hates Orange Cassidy. You know why?
Why?
Because Orange Cassidy is popular. That he sell, he's the biggest merch seller. While Omega, who supposed to have all the title belts, draws zero dime, baby.
Zero dime.
People dress like Orange Cassidy, his toys sell more, his t-shirts sell more, and Kenny Omega hates it because you know why? He also has, he wears glasses. How dare Orange Cassidy wear glasses, Andrew? How dare he? How dare Orange Cassidy wear glasses where Omega wears glasses as well? How dare he? And also, No Name, Miro challenged Darby Allin for the TNT title belt. Let's go. Waking his chances of winning, Andrew. What is the artist formerly known as Rusev's chances of winning the title belt? Your silence is deafening.
Wait, what was the question again?
What is the artist formerly known as Rusev's chances of winning the TNT title belt?
Slim to none.
And before we reach our main event, they hype up for the title card for next week. Darby Allin and Myra will fight for the title belt. Orange Cassidy and Pac will fight for an eliminator match to go to Double or Nothing and challenge Omega. And surprisingly, Orange Cassidy is number one. Pac is number dos. So I guess I'm working in dark, chaos, I guess. And also the Young Cucks will fight SCU for the title belt.
I know that tag match. I was still going for my boys, the Varsity Blondes.
They were
so close to winning.
They're jobbers. I know, it sucks. And also, if SCU lose, SCU will break up.
Both ones dark.
And also, John Moxley will versus Yuji Hataga Blue Justice for the New Japan U.S. Champion, where John Moxley said that the real death fight will arrive. It'd be cool if he were in costume. I wish Blue Justice was in costume too, but I guess he's old. He doesn't care no more. And also, Tommy Cervante will interview Jay Cargill. After that, Cody Rhodes will make an announcement.
He's gonna challenge for Darby for the TNT Championship again? Take away the belt again? Bury the mid-card talent?
That's bad. And the Inner Circle Dread, and Tess Ortiz, went with, not the others. You know, like, for a gimmick, stick with the gimmick. Don't just go halfsies. You know? I don't like that. And also, they're wearing jumpsuits with their names, and also the name of the prisons that they live in the state. Like, example, you live in, Chico, so you probably get, the alley, your jumpsuit would be probably said, the alley, county prison. Well, because I live over here, then I'd probably get San Quentin, if we had that gimmick.
I'll put Folsom,
for Johnny Cash. It has to be like, not a county prison, but like a state prison that's nearby, so I live in, close to San Quentin, so get San Quentin. If we had a gimmick. Well, the principal will wearing all white. You know what that means?
That means their faces?
No, they're gonna bleed like pigs. Yeah. And they did. Everyone bleed like pigs, except, Ortiz and Santos. And the fucking, MVP of the match was fucking, Sammy G living his new nickname as Steve-O. Literally, he did everything that Steve-O would have done if he was a professional wrestler. He even went coast to coast, Andrew.
He did the, yeah, he did do coast to coast.
For better nor! And these guys were just, literally murking each other.
Well, yeah, it's a blood feud.
Of course, and after a blood feud, I'm surprised, Andrew. And the finish of the match was both Jericho and MGF on top of the cage, where MGF threatened to launch Jericho if they don't quit. And one of Santo or Ortiz were climbing to the cage, almost reaching to the top and stopping. I don't know why he stopped.
I have no idea either.
And Sammy G said he quit, ending the match. Very anticlimactic, I think. After Sammy saying he quit, he threw the
Jericho anyways.
Into a fake great
cardboard boxes.
And a fucking crash mat. Oy vey.
Ooh, yeah.
So, Andrew, we thought about All Leaks, Blood and Guts, a free pay-per-view match on Free TV.
Like I said, I'm satisfied. They were supposed to do this last year with the Elite versus Inner Circle, but because COVID happened, they didn't want to risk it, so they didn't do it. But I'm actually glad they did it, and it was pretty good. I hope they do it again next year.
So the main event show, it was pretty poggers, right? It's blood to you.
Like I said, Cody and QT Marshall, that shit put me. Miro and Darby Allin, I know Darby's gonna fucking win. And then, they were talking about Christian, and I was like, boy, I don't give a fuck about Christians. Yeah, otherwise, from watching AEW, since I haven't watched it in a cool minute, except the Blood and Guts match was the only reason why I watched. NXT, on the other hand, it was a good show, but I don't know, it felt like they put it on autopilot this week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like they put NXT on autopilot this week. But I still liked it either way. Raw, I didn't even bother watching Raw.
What the fuck disaster.
I heard, I think I did, but I wasn't paying attention to it. The only thing I seen was the Alexa Bliss promo. That's what I remember. And then throwing tomatoes, somebody threw tomatoes. I think it was Elias threw tomatoes at Randy Orton for some odd reason.
Yes. And also the RKO Bros are on the streak. 2 wins, baby. Undefeated.
Also, a lot of triple threat matches for some odd fucking reason. Yeah, fucking Rhea Ripley has a triple threat, and then fucking Bobby Lashley has a triple threat. I'm like, you might as well just call the pay-per-view triple threat.
Or, Andrew, guess what boomerific idea that Mick Foley thought for Vince McMahon to do. He wants to segregate the women because apparently, and I quote, because there's no women are not giving that much time in TV, so why not segregate all the women have their own up show?
Botchamania would have a field day with that show.
Fucking segregation. Fucking idiot. Well, while we're doing that, why don't we just separate the black wrestlers? Have the black wrestlers have their own show, right? Or separate the gay wrestlers have their own TV block. We're gonna segregate people due to race and gender. Party religion and politics, where are we at it? And I'm surprised no one fucking blasted Mick Foley like, hey, you want to segregate people? That ain't cash money of you. And he fucking, he did that tweet like he was proud of it. Like, hey, this is bad. Let's do this to improve the women's opportunity by separate them from the men. Because the women are icky. Fucking Mick Foley. So, Andrew, are you ready to watch a good movie?
I don't know about good, but I'm ready to watch it.
Very good.
There's some bad language in this video. Lots of F-bombs.
Fuck, 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 fuck,
fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck! 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 Fuck
grand speaker of Green Jello. Fuck!